Coming up in July, we are so excited for the Sasktel Saskatchewan Jazz Festival, back going from July 4th to 13th. I'm talking to Executive Director Shannon Josdell. Thank you so much for joining up on the show here, Shannon.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so something I really look forward to at the Jazz Fest every year, aside from the amazing lineups, is the free programming. And I understand that we've got quite the lineup for 2024.
Yeah, we have a huge free program happening this year, and it runs there. There are free events happening from July 4th through 13th, the whole duration of the festival. You have to start with our neighborhood pop-up program because that's everywhere. It's supported by the community of Brighton, downtown Saskatoon, the Riversdale Business Improvement District, and the Broadway Business Improvement District, as well as our friends at the Prairie Lily, who are bringing back the Stone Frigate Big Band on July 4th for that great show. But we have Saskatchewan artists popping up everywhere as part of this program. So make sure you visit sassjazz.com to learn more about that. And then, of course, we've got our main stage free program. That's July 6th through 9th. We've got so many great artists featured, including Moneka Arabic Jazz. We've got Ella Forrest and the Great Pines, Lissa and the Tritones, Oral Fuentes Reggae Band, Saskatoon Legendary Rhythm and Blues Review. So many artists. I couldn't name them all in one spot. But we've also got, with that wonderful free program in Victoria Park, all the amenities that come with that, like the Saskatoon Co-op Beer Gardens, the Family Fun Zone, the 9 Mile Legacy Artisan Market. And you can get to all of this using our free Sask Jazz Shuttle presented by SGI. So much going on, and free transportation to boot.
There's a lot to be excited about. I mean, there's lots of acts that we've come to know and love around Saskatoon, but there's some acts that are new to the Jazz Festival. So really, all bets are off. You go to the Jazz Festival, whether it's for the ticketed programs or for the free programs, you're going to be walking out with some new favorites, I would bet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we really are excited about with this year's program, is that we've got a wonderful mix of folks who have played the Jazz Festival lots of times, who have built up a really strong following. And then we've got folks coming in that have never played our festival before. Folks like Adeola is coming in, one of our pop-ups in Riversdale. Nini Jeggs coming in, never played before at our festival. Aaron Karpinka is coming in. So many exciting groups coming in that are really, you know, kind of new to Jazz Fest. And maybe you've seen them other places in the province, but they're new to us, and we're super excited about that.
And so exciting with the pop-up program as well, because really, you never know what you're going to get. Pretty much all around the city, live music popping up all over the place. This is really a celebration of live music and arts in Saskatoon.
It really is. And the thing about the pop-up program is it's kind of a two-for-one, in that you get to experience the music, and you also get to experience, like, new businesses. So, like, we've got Bears and Hazenmore are going to be playing at Bike Tricks. So if you don't know what e-bikes are about, or you've heard about them but you've never been there, like, go check out a concert and then also learn about e-bikes. And you can do that with all of our pop-ups. We've got a couple of brand new restaurants who are just going to be opening, like Loki in Riversdale is having Marissa Burwell play, and they're going to be brand new opens. You've never tried them, so go try their food. It's a full tour of Saskatoon businesses and artists.
I love that. And for the people that have said, you know, for this year, I want to make a resolution to get out and see more and do more, this is like the perfect way to do that, isn't it?
It's absolutely the perfect way to do it. And even if you've never come to the Jazz Festival, if maybe you're, you know, looking at some of the ticketed program and being like, I am not sure, come to the free program, check us out earlier in the week, and then be like, yeah, I want to buy that ticket. I want to be there later in the week. Test it out. Give it a try. There's so much free to do you can explore without ever spending a dime.
Well, I think there's a lot of excitement coming up for July, needless to say. Shannon Josdell, Executive Director with the Sasktel Saskatchewan Jazz Festival. And again, the ticketed programs, the free programs, the pop-up program as well, all that information available online, like you said.
Yes, visit saskjazz.com for all the information.
Awesome. Well, I know this July is going to be fantastic for Saskatoon. Shannon, best of luck, and thank you so much for chatting about this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.